Something about tapes.
Guten Abend. Willkommen zu der deutsche Podcast. Mein Name ist Joe und das ist meine...
I thought you forgot my name.
I don't know how to say brother in German.
How much of that do you think was accurate?
That's right.
Yeah.
Guten Abend.
Messages, German people, please.
Willkommen. du...
I'm going to ask Dirk.
Willkommen, du bist... I don't know how to say podcast, but podcast. I think it might just be podcast.
That's my favourite bit, where they're doing a foreign language and they just pop in an English word.
Yeah, yeah. It's in Indian. Like, it's the nuttiest one, because it's so unrelated to English, and then they'll just be like Steam Deck. You know?
It's so good.
Yeah, I think that was right.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
My
name is Joe, and... Du bist... No, and this is...
Do we need to text our stepdad?
Meine Bruder. That's how I do German as well. You just
get aggressive with it.
Just add a weird word. Like, father is like Vater.
Vater.
Guten... Meine Vater. that's probably very wrong as well. Yes, this is the first German podcast.
This is fucking news to me, mate. I'll do it. I'll do it in English
German.
For you.
Can only speak German.
Welcome to Something About Tapes, where Joe's going to be German and I will try and listen to some tapes.
Hello!
I did that whilst travelling once.
That is good!
I got in the back of a tuk-tuk and there was already like 8 European people in there and they were all like, hello, hello, in different European styles, and I was just like, hello! For no reason at all.
At least, yeah, you
and
tried.
Then Azul got in, my wife, and I was just like, pretend to be foreign, because I've said hello really weird.
I said hello in foreign.
She's like, I am foreign. I'm
non-distinct
Mexican.
Foreign.
Hello.
Except it definitely didn't sound Spanish.
Yeah.
So, we can't do that. Yeah, at least you tried, though. Most English people do in German are just like, ich bin ein...
I was in Thailand.
Hand.
I was in Asia. And then there was just... I don't know what type of Europeans they were.
Yeah.
I just fucking swung in the dark, mate, and went right down the middle.
Yeah. Eastern European.
It was the most, insane hello I've ever done.
My name is... and I don't know any more German,
that's
I'm going back to English.
I should have just got out of the tuk-tuk straight away.
Well, let's move in.
Just fucking get out of there.
It. Mission Impossible, like
tuck and roll.
PK roll. PK roll out.
Oh, God.
This is the Something About Tapes podcast.
Yeah.
We listen to cassettes. Well, we chat some shit and then we listen to cassettes. We pick a cassette out of the mighty drawer of cassettes that we've got. We buy them in big bundles from eBay and boot sales, flea markets, that kind of shit. And then we've got our main cassette of the day that is the episode title. We listen to it along with you. We haven't heard it. We haven't heard any of these cassettes
it's
at
against
all.
The rules.
But we think it's going to be a good one just by the cover and what it says. And then we try to do like a remix or improvise some sort of music or something like that on the fly. We've got tons of little instruments in front of us.
Yes.
I have an MPC 1 that does all the...
I have got an OP1.
It's got the keys.
With some effects.
Yes.
And a little tape.
Got tape loops. More of that stuff. If you want a modified tape layer, check out our Etsy store.
Of a different name.
Of a different name, yeah. Follow us on Instagram at Battery Operated if you want extras for the pod. And so forth. And if you want even more extras, including an extra hour of podcast, etc., check out our Patreon.
Yes, join the page.
The battery operated Patreon.
I'm making sample libraries and stuff for there. And then we're doing an extra podcast. We're going to start doing some jams and that as well. So.
Yeah,
we're gonna put there'll be plenty sorts. Of content going up.
All sorts up there.
Bear with us, guys.
There's lots up there now, but there'll be even more.
Yes.
Up there soon. And yes, I am Joe. That is Shane. We are Corcoran. We are brothers, and we are also
tired.
We're tired. And yeah, together with our ensemble, we are battery operated. So do follow us anywhere that you fancy following battery operated. We've got YouTube videos, we've got Instagram videos. And obviously we do this little podcast right here called Something About Tapes. Hello.
Hello, let's go.
The tape we have this week, which you already know because it's the episode title, but it is copyright free music. And this cassette came free with Video Camera Magazine.
Oh, imagine subscribing to that magazine back in the day. How old do you think that one is? 80s?
Yeah, it must be because, yeah, it was back when
say anything.
It was novel to have a video camera. It was so novel to have a video camera that they actually brought out a magazine for people who have video cameras. And now,
there's
like,
no date on it.
Now you can't buy a single device that doesn't have a video camera already built into it.
It's so funny, isn't it? No one saw it coming.
Iron with face recognition.
Nobody saw that coming, mate.
Not for shit.
No, just waiting for
it'd be very good if Video Camera Magazine was still going.
It probably is.
It's not.
Mate, there's people that still buy VHS tapes. So there's probably people that still film on VHS tapes.
Yeah, yeah. Then you need a market to sell the magazine to.
See how expensive each copy is. £25.
You get a video camera with each magazine.
Imagine it as, you know, them ones where you get a little part at a time, you'd assemble a video camera.
Yeah.
That would be so sick.
And then the companies always go fucking bankrupt, like, yeah, long before.
But 8 pieces in. Oh my God, it still exists.
Nah.
It's just not video camera, it's just a camera.
That's not the same.
No, it's gone. I wanted to talk about the local KFC. Can we shit on a KFC? I don't eat chicken anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one's standing up for KFC.
Imagine we got tweeted. Fuck you. I was going to offer you 3 Zinger burgers. You know places can get 1 star. That place got a 0 star.
What?
Hygiene.
From where?
Hygiene.
Oh.
The hygiene thing, you can get 0, which is basically you've got to shut this shit down.
Yeah.
A 1 is like, you better fucking clean up.
Wait, but you haven't said what happened yet.
Let's talk right about the local
yeah, what's going on with the local KFC? Why are you keeping check on the local KFC?
I live really close to it.
Oh right, yeah, okay. It's the localist KFC.
Yeah,
possible.
I have to walk past it to go to the co-op.
Yeah,
no, I just got told that it had been shut down. Not shut down, it had been given a 0 hygiene rating because they had cockroaches in their kitchen.
That's gnarly.
And I was expecting it to be like, you know, fucking boarded up, like, that's it, you're done.
They just put a back in 5 minutes sign on the
floor. Fuck.
What, yeah, is it still open?
It's still open.
And
nothing. Like, I think they got a fine.
But I didn't think you can get cockroaches over here.
I think they imported them.
What the fuck? Can you get cockroaches in the UK?
That's how bad it was.
I've never seen.
They flew in for that place especially.
Cockroach.
Can cockroaches even fly?
UK. I don't know. They do have. They have pseudo wings. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we get them. They're not like them.
There are 2 main species of cockroach found in the UK. What the fuck? Yeah, I've never seen one though.
I can't say I have either, actually, but. Should we go?
So that's kind of impressive.
KFC is like a little farmyard now.
Okay. They should just, yeah,
go and have a look.
Do a display.
I was just astonished that a place like that don't get shut down for having that level of fucking grossness in their cooking area.
But it is KFC, so like, it is gross in there in general. I think like the area where they keep the chicken hot after they've cooked it or whatever, you could just kind of put 2 glass panels on that and it's a terrarium. And then,
yeah,
and then they can just do a little cockroach display in the. Come in, kids see cockroaches for free.
For free.
Adults $2.50. Or 1 Zinger burger.
What about their popcorn chicken? That could easily be little deep fried cockroaches covered in batter.
Yeah.
That's fucking horrific, mate.
I haven't eaten KFC in ages. I'm trying to think of the Cowley Road KFC was the last time I ate in Oxford.
Didn't you have a funny experience in there?
Anyone who...
Wait, isn't that where you switch the screen off with your thing?
Oh,
can you talk about that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I bought the... I bought the Flipper Zero. I don't think this story is big enough for this. No, I bought the Flipper Zero. It's a little hacking tool thing that interacts with sub-G. I don't know what it's called.
Gigahertz
frequencies. Sub-gigahertz frequencies and stuff like that. And so you can kind of like control shit that you're not supposed to control. I'm pretty sure they're illegal now. You can't buy them anymore.
You can't sell them.
And you can't sell them. Yeah, I'm struggling to sell mine. If anyone's interested in a Flipper Zero, they're so useful, so cool. Just skip forward about 30 seconds so I can tell the story. But yeah, no, I took it into KFC and there was an app on it to switch off like TVs. It's like a universal kind of remote thing. But like any universal remote, you have to tune it like to number 14 to interact with certain TVs and blah, blah, blah. Whereas the Flipper Zero will just go through the channel.
Just scan.
Yeah. And so I just had it in my pocket and I was pressing like the turn TVs off button and nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, all the TVs in the whole building.
The menu on it, the ones behind.
The menu, the ones that tell people what's going in what bags.
Oh my God.
Like the whole thing just went.
You completely derailed KFC.
And then all the KFC people were just looking around. And then at the same time, me and Kia looking at each other like,
oh shit, it worked.
Yeah, literally like,
you fucking idiot.
And there was someone in the queue with us who was just looking over like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
Worst undercover agent ever.
Yeah, we may as well have been like, oh, it worked, high five,
holy shit.
Yeah, we were just looking at each other like, and yeah, and then they went and switched all the TVs back on. That's about the power of the Flipper Zero.
No, I think if you're a fucking, if you can program and shit, you can do some crazy stuff with that thing.
Yeah, yeah. If you're into the hacking community and in general, then like,
don't do anything naughty though, guys.
Having the little,
we do not advocate.
I do,
but I'm a grown up.
Having the little thing in your pocket is very cool. But yeah, I am trying to sell it now. So if you are interested, in
seriously,
a we need a £300 universal remote.
No, I've seen you scanned my cat. My cat's tag with it.
Yeah, yeah. You can do lots of stuff with it. I'm downplaying it because I'm a moron. And I don't know how to make it do cool stuff. But I can't believe, going back to the KFC, I can't believe that it didn't get shut down. It's still operational today.
Yeah, it's just open like normal.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't tell any difference. I looked through the window. It's the same guy, the same manager. Like no one got fired.
Yeah,
it is
weird.
That's nuts, mate.
It is weird. Think about where your food comes from, people.
But also, the chicken they sell is not exactly high grade, is it?
It is now.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, not high grade, but as in, like, they had to change it from what it was before because it was, like, their own... It was, like, a KFC brand chicken. Like, it didn't have...
like, a boneless... It's just it already come boneless.
Yeah. Yeah. They would have the boneless ones.
It's a boneless banquet.
That one's for the... popcorn.
They just put it in one of the little Zinger tower boxes and grew it up until it was ready to fry.
I'm pretty sure they genuinely did manage to like genetically modify chickens so they come out without like a beak. They were just some like amorphous meat blob they fed via a tube.
That's fucking horrific. And then, this is why I don't eat that shit.
Yeah. And then a law came in where it was like, oh, if you're going to sell it as a chicken, it's gonna have to have like chicken features, like a beak and feet,
maybe a wing.
If
you're
gonna
sell chicken wings, you probably need a bird.
They definitely
wings.
Had wings, but it was just
yeah. You ever bought a chicken wing from there? They're them tiny little. It's like a half-formed flipper.
Yeah, growth defect wing.
Fuck it out. We've done a good 10-15 on KFC.
On KFC, yeah.
Fucking hell. You said something the other day, like about it. Only being it was something
it would only be determined to be a chicken. It would only be determined to be a chicken after a series of DNA tests.
That's fucked up. It's probably true though, isn't
That's
it?
Funny. But like, what is that bag on the floor? No, that is an animal. Believe it or not.
Oh my God.
But the food has gone downgrade since it's been downgraded since they've gone to normal chicken. The chicken
that's even worse.
The legless, beakless chicken bags.
Turns out it's delicious.
Yeah, they were the ones.
That's insane. they went to normal chicken and the quality dropped.
Yeah, went downhill from there.
That's horrific.
I think people from the Oxford area in general have a gripe against KFC because I'm pretty sure the KFC in Oxford has a 2. the KFC in Bicester has a zero.
I mean,
on the hygiene rating by the government. If you're eating KFC as we speak, like right now, just throw it away.
Oh, God. No, if you're eating KFC in Oxford, you're a mug, because there's loads of really good fried chicken places that are not on brand.
Yeah. What are the branded, of the choices that you have of branded takeout places, like what do you go for on a reg?
Indian.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? We eat loads of Asian and that sort of food.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a big fast food guy, really.
Why aren't there... I don't understand why there aren't, like, branded Indian... Like, do you know what I mean? Like, or...
Chain. Like chain.
Yeah,
ones.
Like a chain Indian.
I think there is. Just not around here.
Just not as big as MacD's and yeah, Burger no King way. And...
No, that's...
It's so weird.
When I used to eat MacD's, I'd never get the meals. I'd just get double cheesies. Just get the double cheeseburgers. I get, like, three of them.
Yeah.
On my lunch break between plastering a fucking wall. And then I'd go back and just be like, oh, mate, I feel like shit.
But I only spent £3.
It was a bargain. Bargain lunch.
Yeah. I get the chicken selects, but from McDonald's.
When KFC went, they did their vegan Zinger burger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I tried that. Because yeah. I do like trying, I'm not vegan, but I like trying the meat replacement stuff. So I tried the vegan chicken burger and I tried the fucking Mackie D's
plant-based
one.
A plant.
Yeah.
Are they any good, any of them?
No.
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 The Zinger either.
All it makes me realise is that all of those things is just about the sauce. Do you know what I mean? You could pretty much...
Yeah, but if it was no good, then it's not just the sauce.
Yeah, but their normal burgers are no good as well.
Oh, right. Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, if you want a Big Mac, then just get the Big Mac sauce and put it on somewhere else and it's a fucking Big Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it on.
I can't understand how the Big Mac burger. Is a popular thing.
You mean the bread Mac?
Like they just put a bread puck in the middle of a double cheeseburger.
A bread puck.
A bread puck. That's Excuse hilarious. Me, I'll have a double cheeseburger. Actually, could you put a bread puck in there? And then like Mr. McDonald man is like, hold on a minute. I've got a money making idea.
These bread pucks are fucking 10 to the penny, mate.
It's literally filler. And you're like, yeah, gimme.
Oh, God.
If I go to McDonald's, I hate having to go to McDonald's because I don't like McDonald's. I think it's shit. Also, sidetrack before I get to say what I wanted to say for the third time. fucking, I don't understand the vegan stuff either, because if you're a vegan, there's a good chance you don't want animals harmed.
Yeah.
Obviously, not everyone's doing it for the ethical
animal welfare.
Yeah, the ethical reasons. But I think in general... You know, you don't want animals harmed. And then you go to McDonald's, which is like the animal harming factory, and you give them however much money for your McPlant. But it's still the same company. It's not like we go, oh, this is the vegetable company now. Like, it's still giving money to a fucking slaughterhouse.
Literally a slaughterhouse. Like,
just
want to
be clear as well, I'm not a vegan or anything like that.
I'm not vegan.
I'll fucking kill a chicken. I don't give a shit about chickens.
I'll send Joe boot one's head off.
I don't give a fuck. But
I used to work in a butcher's and I went to a farm at Christmas to do the turkey thing, and it's literally like it's 1,000 turkeys.
Yeah.
And the farmer was just hanging them on a washing line.
I thought he was good. Farmer just hands you a shotgun. Which is like,
that's the worst way.
Clear them out.
No, it's much worse than that. I probably don't even want to put it on a pod.
Yeah. I think everyone knows. But
when you've seen 1,000 turkeys get murdered, you don't eat turkey after that.
Yeah.
You just don't eat it.
I don't think the turkey's not even that good anyway. No. Turkey's pretty shit.
No.
Not a fan. But yeah,
unless
what
you deep fry it in America. That's what they do at Thanksgiving, isn't it?
I think
they deep fry a whole
turkey.
I don't
think they have turkey on Christmas.
No, Thanksgiving. That's the
turkey. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the turkey time, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know if it's deep fried turkey.
It is. They've got broilers where they put the whole turkey. They don't all do it that way, but you can get things where you fully submerge a turkey in hot oil. If you got to do that to make something taste,
there's
gonna
be Americans messaging us like, "We're not that fat. Come on."
It's just a way of cooking it.
Yeah, deep fry that shit.
Check it out.
It's true. I've got hiccups. I feel hiccups coming. Right. Well, I think I've still got hiccups, but what I was gonna say is a life hack for McDonald's. Right. It's if I have to go to McDonald's, which I don't like going to McDonald's because I think the food is shit. Fucking get the chicken selects.
Yeah.
And then ask them at the counter for the rich tomato sauce. They usually give you rich tomato sauce with like halloumi dips and the cheese bites and stuff like that. But they always have it behind the counter. So you can just be like, oh, can I have a couple of them rich tomato sauces? Those with the chicken.
Yeah.
It's lit. It's like a chicken parmesan without the cheese.
Oh, okay.
It's like a salsery rich tomato sauce.
I don't know how hungry I'd have to be to go to McDonald's and buy chicken.
Yeah. I'm talking. They are still the amorphous blob chickens. That's why I like them.
What you were saying about fucking like vegans going there and getting a muck plant.
Yeah, yeah.
And being like, sweet, I'm doing my bit. I just googled how many chickens get killed by McDonald's alone in the UK, and it's over a billion per year.
I was going to say a year.
A billion chickens per year.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure.
That's insane.
But no one gives a fuck about chickens. I think it's cow. If someone said, look, I'm going to kill your mum unless you kick this chicken, you would easily kick the chicken. But if someone was like, all right,
do you want a sandwich?
Same thing, but it's a puppy.
It's a cuteness scale, though, isn't it?
There's no chance. But I feel like with cows as well, like, I love cows.
Yeah.
I love beef.
So he loves a cow so much.
I love a cow.
Eat the hell out of
it. I'll eat a cow. No, yeah, I love cows, but I also love beef.
I mean, have you ever been up close with a cow?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I put my hand, like, I showed Key that, like, I'm a scared of horses, right?
I'm a scared.
I'm a scared of horses. I'm a not like a horses. Yeah, I am a scared of horses, though.
Fucking hell.
I don't like horses.
Did you get taken to farmyard stuff at school?
That's really
Did you go to the stables with primary school?
Yes, and I saw him flexing his erection. No, I have seen a horse flexing his erection before, though.
So have I. You've never seen that video of the policewoman on it?
Hold on.
The policewoman's just sat on top of the horse, and his horse has just got the biggest hard on. It's like a fucking 2 foot long dick.
Was it doing that?
Yeah, it was to go and rigid, and she just sat on top like,
look what I'm doing to this horse. Yeah.
Why are you scared
of horses?
That's
not why I'm scared of horses, though. That's painted a weird picture. Me going on a school trip.
Joe tried to run under a horse and got clubbed in the face by a fucking dong.
No, I don't like that. No, I don't like that they're essentially killing machines. But because they look kind of cool, people will like, let them off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But they could clobber you at any time. Like, they could literally just stand up and be like,
but
clap.
They're pretty they're smart, though, like, to some degree. You have to earn its trust.
Nah.
And if you break its trust, you'll never get it back.
Incorrect. I have a terrible story for you. This happened recently, but someone I know
befriended a horse.
They look after horses.
Yeah.
They went in there one day, horse kicked him in the head. Done.
Dead.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And it's in the stable.
It was their horse.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So horses don't give a fuck about you, man.
Fuck it up.
And I heard that long after my fear of horses. Like, long, long after. And
sounds
I was like
confirmation bias to me, mate.
I was like, exactly. Exactly.
Never trust a horse.
Telling me constantly, oh, no, they're all right, they're all right. And then the next thing you tell me is, actually, I know someone who was murdered
kicked
by their
death.
Horse. So fuck those guys.
That's messed up.
But yeah, so I don't like horses at all. And if I'm in a field with a horse, I don't want to be in a field with a horse, but cows, I'm cool with them, even though they are more prone to murder.
They definitely kill more people
per year
in the UK.
Definitely.
Just by being idiots. I got a well funny photo of my mate holding a fish, and there's like 19 cows behind him, just like, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
I might post it.
Yeah,
put it up.
We'll put it in the thing.
It's so funny.
What I was going to say about the cows and the horses and stuff like that is me and Key were walking past farmers' fields, and they had a field of cows and a field of horses, and Key was trying to get me to like stroke the horse's face because it was leaning over the fence, and I was like, fuck no, blah blah blah. But then I ended up just like touching it once. Literally, as soon as I touched it, it was like, nah! I was like, ah! I'm never doing that. But and then we walked a bit further up, and there were cows, and I was like calling the cows over, and then they were coming over, and Key was like, what, can you just touch cows then? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like touching it like that, and then its tongue came out, and it was just like,
it got a long old tongue as well.
Yeah, it fucking grabbed my wrist. Like, it literally just went put its tongue up, yeah, and wrapped it around. And I was like, oh, and then
people
I like
eat that.
Yeah, I put my hand. Tongue. I let my hand go with it, and then put it in its mouth, and it was just like in its mouth. And I was like, "Key, do that."
I could have crunched your hand to bits.
Do they have teeth?
Yeah, really flat molars.
Yeah, so they grind, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think it would have been able to do anything to my
and
hand.
And you would have had to pass through all five of its stomachs for it to digest you.
I don't think they actually have five stomachs.
No,
they?
That's bullshit. Yeah. They just got layers.
They just got, yeah, big intestines.
I've got an old work colleague that was, he just had an affinity with horses. He's an older guy. Yeah, he was a straight up horse whisperer.
Yeah.
One day we were driving home and a horse just ran into the road and he was just like, pull over. I just stopped the van and he just got out and disappeared down this bridleway. And he genuinely come back with his arm around this horse and led it back across the field. And I was like, I drove the van forward and looked out the window and he literally was like, go back. And it literally ran off into the sunset, back to the farm. It was fucking insane.
That's really.
It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
I thought he was going to say he disappeared down the bridleway and then come back riding it.
it was just.
Onto the sunset.
It was like one step removed from that. Yeah. It was so calm. He'd just been over and had a word with it.
Yeah.
Like,
had a chat.
Come on, mate. Your stable's over there. They love you.
Yeah.
They're going to brush you.
They might not seem like it now, but they do love you.
They will not turn you into a lasagna. And that commences the end of our horse section.
I need to quickly blow an off.
Joe's going
to
go and.
It's so funny. It's like, hold on, I'm just going to blow my nose.
Leave it all in. Wow. Horse stuff. Glad I got that out. That's been in the notes for a while. How did we even get onto horses? We started with KFC.
Beating up a cow.
I don't think they'd be too happy.
You're not supposed to chase cows, are you? You can curdle their milk or whatever.
That might be a wife's tale.
Is that a wife's tale? I don't know. That's.
You sure you went mixing up spooking a chicken whilst it's making an egg and it goes all wrinkly?
No, I was...
Because that's real.
What? If you... No, I don't think it's if you scare a chicken, though.
It is. Foxes, anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they suddenly roll a... roll
out layer. The barrel.
If you've ever seen a crinkly egg, guys, that's what happened.
Someone was like, boo! Yeah, I don't know if it's a wife's tale. But I do remember chasing a cow and someone being like, don't do that, you shouldn't do that.
On a school trip at some farm, my mate went in with the cows and it whipped him on the ear with its tail. And the noise was like someone doing a proper whip. Yeah. Like a whoosh, and that boy squealed like a little piglet. Man. Like it looked so bad. It was so painful.
Whipped by beef.
He was the same kid that we went to Conway with a primary school. Which is in Wales, and we were going up Snowdon. They're taking a load of school kids up a fucking mountain.
Oh, yeah. And
we got like three quarters of the way up, and he was titting about on the path, and he just fell off the side of the mountain. Fell like fucking 15 metres down this fucking ravine.
It's time to dive into the tape drawer.
Let's dig into the tapes.
Lots of cassettes. I don't know what's on them.
Just pull one out at random.
What's that?
Oh, I know what that one is. I've not listened to it, but it came in a tape player that I bought from eBay recently.
All right. It's already...
Give it a little rewind because it looks like this.
Oh. I hope you can hear that.
It's a very old Maxell.
Let's see what's... on this cassette. We have it's a Max Hour cassette, and I'm going to put it in the tape player now, and we're going to find out what is on it.
Ooh.
Come on. That's it in record mode. If someone has recorded something.
Yeah, it's definitely...
That's like The Room. Say something.
I think it's just going to end, isn't it?
Whoa! Ooh!
Something coming
through. Voice.
A master called P. From Met Prince de Vaudeur. Morning, Joe.
It's getting more and more intense.
Keep going.
Where?
Turn it down on here.
Where is he possibly recording from? Like the tape player you bought didn't sound like that.
No. That's it.
That is it. I think that's it. I think the guy recording this tape would have done that as a test recording, played it back, and been like, "Okay, I need to send this. I need to send this cassette player back."
That was fresh out of the box.
Yeah, unless he was trying to summon Baphomet. I don't think the quality was very good. All right.
What did he even say? I don't know what he says.
No, we'll never.
Gone.
We'll never know. Lost in history. All right, I found another Maxwell.
We recycle these tapes if we don't use them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We make tape stuff out of these tapes, so do not fear. If you want to buy any of that tape stuff, check out our Etsy store.
How will they find it?
It's...
just search battery-operated Etsy. It will come up.
Yeah, battery-operated Etsy. If you search that on Google, you'll find us.
It comes up.
I think if you type battery-operated into Etsy, you just get loads of battery-operated fairy lights and stuff like that.
We do come up quite high, though.
Do we?
Yeah.
You'll see tape loops.
You'll see our little logo.
We've got another cassette here. It's partly paid through. It's Maxwell. It has nothing on it in terms of a label.
Maxell.
Yeah. Side A first.
You know what it sounds like? That horror sound effects tape. What's going on?
We've had two like industrial sounding cassette tapes so far.
Rewind that baby. There could be something interesting on there.
Yeah. Is it these cassettes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit it. See what we got.
So this is what it sounds like when you rewind the tape in the machine. And then this is what the recording sounds like, seemingly, on the tape. On the tape, yeah.
That's so weird.
This is the exact same oscillation.
How has that happened? It's getting faster as the tape moves from one side to the other. We've got to go right to the start on this one.
Yeah. I'm going to see what's on this cassette. It's fully rewound. Let's press play.
Ooh.
Soundgarden.
Oh. Soundgarden. That's our copyright strike for the day.
1991. But when does it get to the weird synth stuff then? What the hell?
It's all on
anyway. 90s rock, man.
It's very... It's got a bit of... It's got the same tone as Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Yeah, it's all that same era, isn't it?
That's a very specific time. That album's still good. Oh, I know what it is. The CD skip, and they've just fucking left it.
That is so funny. Oh, the CD skipping for that long.
Wait, who the fuck's recorded a CD to tape as well? They've left it to record and fucked off out.
Yeah, I managed to slow it down the exact moment it glitched then. Apologies.
Let's let it play normal.
Yeah, this is just the tape itself.
a fucking Aphex Twin remix, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love that it just carried on.
It's just, and it's slowly, like if you fast forward it, it's jumping a slightly different piece of the voice.
It's just the idea of like, of setting it off, because this is like, this happens in like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, they fucked
so
up.
So like, yeah, you set it off and then you're like, yep, that sounds all good. Yep, sweet. All right. And then you walk off.
It's moving. You can hear it.
You walk off and come back and it's just fucked.
It's, the whole side of the tape is like that.
We need to get to the end now.
To see.
To know whether he... if the person recording this came back and figured out what was happening, or if they just, like, the CD just stopped and they gave this to their mate.
They'd probably give it someone, like, yeah, I got you the new Soundgarden album. Soundgarden, it's pretty experimental.
Yeah. Or they just have no idea that it's glitched and give it to them and just like, what?
Are we going right to the end? What the hell?
What is going on?
This is fucking hell of a mixtape. Play it. It's the same tune.
It's not there yet.
You know it's bad when you recognise a hi-hat and a kick.
Yeah, you can literally just tell the tune, but... that, yeah, so that Soundgarden track skipped for like
probably
10 minutes.
20 minutes maybe, yeah. Looking at the tape.
And then it's going to suddenly change into that dance tune. I just want to know, I want to hear that transition. That's all we're looking for at the moment.
We can trim all this down anyway, can't we?
Yeah.
Something's happening.
Oh, for fuck.
That's that new Jaguar Skills mixtape.
It's going to be unceremonious, of course.
Well, that was a big build up for that. That's a fucking weird mixtape.
Like 15 minutes.
Let's do it. I think we got to move on, man. That one's kind of fun, but...
Yeah, that's funny.
Be gone.
Try this one.
I reckon this might be blank, but... Yeah. It says DJ Old Rat.
What? We can look him up.
Let's Google DJ Old Rat quick.
Oh!
Go on.
Oh my god, this is another fucking Neek situation.
It looks like the Neek tape as well. Mate, this might be the same guy. Fuck yeah, boy. You hear that bum note?
Random out of tune note.
It's a tune, mate. Bangers. Should we keep going?
We might be...
causing ourselves problems.
In a world that we don't understand yet.
Yeah, I understand it. It's fucking great. It's DIY music.
Yeah, I think there's like this thing, rewind forward.
Yeah.
I think that... they're a Bristol-based
experimental
cassette label, it seems. DJ Old Rat's on there. And I see mentions of Neek, but none of that tape.
I mean, both this and that Neek tape are definitely... they've
got
to be connected.
Is this the cassette we've got?
Yeah, I think so. It's so good. It's just so good. Yes, mate.
Oh, Lord.
What's the actual tape called then?
DJ Old Rat.
Bring in some echoes in. They should let me do a dub remix of this.
Steve Barker?
It's slowing it down.
DJ Old Rat.
But that was a nice sound.
Lao Lao Shu.
Lao Lao Shu.
AKA DJ Old Rat in Chinese.
Yes, mate.
This is the name Steve Barker, AKA legendary radio DJ of long-running show On The Wire. Do you know that?
No.
Are we still remixing this thing right now? Shut up.
If you hear this, DJ Old Rat, I will do remixes. It's like a quarter of speed as well.
I've lost track of where we are.
I love it. We're at DJ Old Rat's party, mate. That's where we're at. It's fucking golden. That's no, cool, though. That's a cool tape.
Yeah, DJ Old Rat. I've lost complete track of where we were in terms of the pod, so I don't know how much of that will be in.
No, we only played one track, and then I fast-forwarded it and played some more of another track. Okay. We're done with DJ Old Rat.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's probably just someone's music.
Yeah. I didn't slate it. It's sick.
No, but I mean, like, check him out on Bandcamp. I think that cassette might be a sold-out rare that we've got.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not available anymore. Right, let's go to the drawer again.
We've had good luck so far.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go main tape soon, otherwise we'll be another two-hour episode.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hello.
Ooh, that's a lot of rewind.
We won't go the whole way, will we?
Let's see what happens.
This is the waiting song.
That's it.
What I have just told you, Mr. Stevenson, took place 3 months ago. I need not describe Mr. Stevenson's distress when the IOU became due last Wednesday. As I understand it,
Mr. Stevenson,
when his request to an extension was refused. And now, inasmuch as I've already given you the final message, I believe the rest explains itself quite simply.
Mr. Evans, where is my husband? Where is Mr. Stevenson now?
I wish I knew. Perhaps if you tried the
Bowery number. I wish I knew.
Mr. Stevenson.
I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I think that's just a radio play.
I'm going to fast forward it. Is that it? Are we moving on to the main flex?
The main tape. Yeah, if that's...
Let me just fast forward the hell out of it.
Oh. Bowery 2-1000.
Is this Bowery... Is Mr. Stevenson there?
Mr. who?
Stevenson, Mr. Henry Stevenson. I was told to call by a Mr. Evans.
In just a minute, I'll see. Stevenson?
Yes, Stevenson.
How many times? Okay, I'll go now. Just checking. Stevenson, yeah? Yeah, it's just a play on tape. Just a play on tape. Let's go.
We had some good pulls there. The last one. Yeah, that was very good.
Pretty good luck, really. Yeah.
They all had something on, basically.
Yeah.
Right, so let's move on over to our main tape.
The main feature.
Let's do the main tape stuff, shall we? Yeah, all right.
Yep.
All right. So I've got here the copyright-free music, Video Camera Magazine copyright-free music. Sample tracks from the Sound of Vision library. All right. We're at the beginning of side one of copyright-free music. We're going to try and... I'm assuming that this music's going to be bad.
You never know. No effects yet, but we will try to affect it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the latest free cassette tape.
Jesus.
To you by Video Camera Magazine. On this tape, you'll find a selection of music suitable for use by all keen video makers. This music is free from all copyright restrictions, so it can be used for public performance or broadcast without any payment or permission. If you don't want to miss out on Video Camera's great free gifts in the future,
why not take out a subscription right now?
And have each issue mailed direct to your door every month.
Did you ever have any of them?
Yeah.
What did you get?
What one was it? It might have been for, like, you know, where you build like a race car or something like that, like mm-hmm. with the little panels and the decals and all that shit.
Yeah.
It was one of them.
Oh, right, yeah.
I never made any, like, I never. Has anyone ever finished? a build.
I used to get the Horrible Histories ones.
And oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. But, like, I've got huge box sets of them. Like, like huge box sets of Horrible Histories. And some of them still have, like, the card packs
on it,
like, still taped to the front.
Probably worth.
Because probably definitely not. Because I was getting them delivered while I'd already, like, gone past it and don't give a fuck about it anymore.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, stacking up these.
Why don't you just say, Mum, I don't like
I don't need the Horrible Histories.
Why don't you save £17 a month?
I think she was like, it's that he's learning.
Oh, that made me think about, I had one where you got, like, you learnt about the anatomy and you got, like, body parts. Be like a fucking skeleton.
Yeah.
And bits and bobs.
Maybe.
Vague memory of.
I think 5 out of 7 children would have Horrible Histories, like, just a huge collection that I have. The exact same thing. Yeah, because it was, like,
mass produced,
popular, like, at that time. Yeah, everyone was going to
advertise on Nickelodeon or something
like
that.
yeah. And even though I seriously wasn't into history when I was young, like, I was like, no one knows, it's bullshit, blah blah blah, who gives a fuck.
Such a funny stance as a kid.
Yeah,
nobody knows what happened, all right. It goes as far back as Mum.
That was seriously my
you fucking
I don't know fuck all about Henry VIII. It's so long ago. There's no documentation.
He probably writ it himself.
Made it up. All of it. Made up. But obviously, now I'm a bit more of a history freak.
Good old YouTube.
Yeah, thanks, YouTube.
What, one day he dug up a fossil and was like, it's true!
Every dinosaur!
That's funny, actually, because you'd say you disregarded history, but you loved a fossil.
No, I didn't disregard history as in, like, what I didn't like was they were like,
and then Henry VIII said, no. And I'm like, no, they, how do you know?
He loved big chicken drumsticks.
How do you know that he said no? Bullshit.
But dinosaurs, you know, they're real.
You didn't find a dinosaur, just saying. A dinosaur fossil.
No, it's before dinosaurs.
185 million years old.
Before dinosaurs.
Woo!
Yeah, we should go back. I need to go back to that spot. Find more fossils.
Where was it?
Fossils. It was the secret beach.
Oh, in Spain.
Yeah.
Palma.
Somewhere around there.
Don't go there, guys. We got to get there
first. That's our beach!
unless you got a boat, you can't get there.
Yeah, we found a little secret beach around the corner, and it was a rock one, and then I smashed loads of rocks together, which probably was really fun for my family who were trying to relax on the beach. and then I found loads of fossils in doing that, and then I tried to bring them home, and it was like, you can't just take loads of rocks home.
Joe's suitcase was 25 kilos, like, over the suddenly, weight.
Yeah, we're causing, like, loads a flight
bed
error.
Bedrock.
Yeah, that was my subscription magazine. We didn't ever subscribe to Video Camera Magazine.
I had the football ones when I was a kid.
Football crazy, chocolate mad, grab a power pod and play footy with the lads.
I was just trying to fit in as well because I never liked football at all. But I had all the sticker books.
The power pods, though.
No.
What were they?
I don't know.
It was, you remember the little football men that had big heads and they were plastic and you used...
Oh, that you're thinking about Subutio.
No. That's
I actually have some beauty.
Isn't that food? Oh yeah. No, that's where you
flick the little men.
Yeah.
Before computer games,
you flick the little men. Yeah. No way. yeah, before computer games, mate.
Oh, used to lay a little green mat.
That's how we used to play FIFA.
That was for kids that couldn't afford FIFA.
Subutio, that's so British as well.
When did FIFA, the first FIFA, come out? Because we used to roll that little Subutio mat out and put our little players down and play the full game.
95?
Yeah, Subutio was before that.
FIFA 95, I think.
Let us know if you played Subutio. if you know what the hell we're on about. Does that shit make it over the pond?
Subutio. But it was like a little chocolate egg thing and it had a fucking football player in it.
No idea.
Do you not remember the thing?
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
That was for the chocolate. Football crazy. You chocolate man. Grab a power pod and play footy with the lad.
Power pod? Is that what they were called?
I don't know. Well, we need to know now.
We got to look it up.
Football crazy.
Don't. That's going to be in my head.
I'm putting it into...
Oh, God. He's singing it into fucking...
Power Pods, old version, yeah.
Why are these, fuck me, why are these adverts stuck in your head?
I don't know.
Play it into the streets, really works. Into the mic.
Yeah, it's just an advert.
Football, crazy, chocolate mad. Grab a Power Pod, play football with the lads. There's a microstar in everyone, a hero in your hand. There's the greatest players from best teams in the land. Football, crazy, chocolate mad.
Power Pods, put a hero in your hand.
Is it a cereal?
No, it's like these little chocolate football eggs.
it's like an Easter egg for any time of the year.
Oh my god. Can we include that somewhere on the fucking post?
Yeah. That's hilarious. Include the video of that.
It's literally it looks like an Easter egg, but it's a football and it's perfectly round. But it's got a footballer inside it.
Yeah, yeah. An Easter egg.
An Easter egg for any time.
Yeah, you only get it during Easter, but fucking PowerPod, it was any time you wanted a hero in your hand.
It's so funny as well, like, because we're British and stuff, like, and Britain loves football. They're literally like, have a hero in your hand. And it's like, what, Gary Lineker?
Like, oi,
some fucking football.
He's a ledge. How dare you?
Some fucking footballer. Oh, they do sports, you know. Hero. Who gives a fuck?
He talks about a ball being kicked around a big grass field.
Yeah, and he used to do it, you prat. God, he's a hero.
Who's Gary Lineker?
Power Pod.
We're going to upset everyone.
How do we get to Power Pods? I don't know how we did that.
I said about the fucking, they're called the Panini football sticker thing. Panini football sticker, where are we? That's the brand, I'm sure it is.
We fucking do.
You know, I can't remember what they're called. We have to get the fucking stickers in the book and the whole team, and you get shiny ones. And
Yeah. Football what? Stickers.
That's it. You got it.
The very difficultly branded football stickers.
That's not what those brand is.
You used to have the books. Annuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had them. I had a shiny David Beckham.
Fucking Panini Premier League sticker book, mate.
Yeah. Is it a yellow logo, Panini?
Yeah, mate, I remember that.
I don't know if I remember the brand name.
I remember it's a yellow logo. That's fucking bananas.
I remembered the name and none of the footballers.
Yeah, no. Zero football knowledge.
Wait. Gary Scholes?
Oh, no. I don't even know if you're right or not.
I don't know. It's definitely... I made it up.
All right. We're going back to the tape.
Gary...
You can find details of how to subscribe at a discounted rate
inside this month's issue.
All that come from you saying, from him saying, you can subscribe to a magazine. Yeah. 10-minute detour.
He just said you can find details of how to subscribe in this month's issue. What? You'd have to have it sent to you.
You'd have to already have it.
You'd have to already have it sent to you, surely.
Alternatively, give our credit card hotline a call on 0622 721 555. Video Camera Magazine.
The internet doesn't exist. They literally didn't have a www dot or anything.
There's literally some old lady in an office waiting for that phone to ring. Like, oh, we got one.
We got the subscription.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to write it down with a pen and paper.
It's before ballpoint pens.
Your camcorder monthly.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Is that
straight
it?
In, mate? Or is that a tune, though?
It might be the intro music.
Hold on. Let's check if it...
That's a pure banger, mate. What are you doing?
It's either Landscape, two pieces, or the Holiday.
Sounds a bit holiday-y. Oh, it's making me want to do Echoes straight away. Oh, I forget we can actually listen to these comfortably. Ooh. Oh my days.
Oh, I was waiting for something like that to happen.
Oh, that sucks. Fast forward.
I think about like just the studio time and like the people who are in there like actually like physically making this music right now. How does it feel to put together like an album and not like the goal isn't like, hey, let's put this album out of our stuff. Instead, it's like, let's put this music onto a cassette and give it away for free.
I mean, that's any music producer. You make a tune and put it up
in the modern age
for nobody.
Yeah, every bedroom producer ever. But remember, the internet didn't exist at this point, so
yeah, you'd have to record a tape and throw it into the fucking ocean and hope someone found it.
This was recorded at Abbey Road for Video Camera Magazine.
Yeah, imagine getting the prompt like, yeah, you're a very good music producer, can you please make the sound of a holiday?
Yeah, go for, all right, mate, I will do.
I got it.
I hate those snares so bad. Right, let's move forward to it.
No, keep going.
All right, what's next song?
Next tune. Oh, that snare.
Oh.
Jazz chords on that one.
Yeah, this could be very wavy. Let's try slow it down.
Slow it down. Bit of reverb.
All right, slowing it down. Let's remix this one.
The notes.
I think I'm louder.
You are. Can't do nothing on it.
Get some chords in there, mate.
There's nothing in it. It sounds horrible.
Not getting anything out of that one. I have big faith in the next one, right?
Yeah.
The next royalty-free song on this Video Camera Magazine monstrosity is called Rhythm Sister. Here is Rhythm Sister. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine what home video I would put this on.
Rhythm Sister sounds like something disgusting.
This sounds like what would put as a backing track to The Mummies or whatever.
It's got a space echo.
It's like sounds that would sound really good if they were produced a bit better now. Yeah. So they're kind of like just throwing it in there.
Fucking hell, they probably did it in a day.
Of this, mate. I hate it.
Fucking Jules Holland, mate.
Yeah.
Right,
this is what I expected from copyright-free music. This is 100% what I expected, so.
It's a bit more jazzy than I was expecting, to be honest. It's very jazzy.
Doing a big old solo. It's so messy.
It's really messy.
There's...
If the beats weren't so clunky, we would definitely be able to vaporwave it.
Isn't this at like 4% speed as well? Yeah. What was it at full speed?
Well, we will help you, mate.
Yeah.
Well, we will help you, mate. Next rhythm.
Yes. Okay, this one is called Boogie Shuffle.
Turn everything.
You can hear the end of Rhythm Sister. Just
that's a classic.
Oh.
echoes on.
Oh, you give me a
I took a gamble then.
We should have this job.
Wrong note. That's too funny.
Or is my solo?
Trying to make it electro.
So stupid.
Oh my god. How long can we do this for?
Go get your keys back in.
Holy shit. It's so bassy.
Tune everything.
Stop. Everything stops. Fucking hell.
It's funny because that's the longest track on the tape as well.
Is that
so? Yeah. We could have just gone that's round it. And round and that's round.
It runs for the rest of the tape.
Yeah, literally. It's 5 fucking minutes.
Fuck me. That was amazing.
That's funny. I don't know how much of that...
Still
I have no idea how much of that is going to make it into pod.
You're going to have to cut a load of that.
It's like, I think that's a bit like
that's the when you're holding,
I think it's a bit like when you're holding a drill. You're like, you're using the drill, you're not annoyed, but everyone else in the room is just like, fuck it, stop.
Stop now.
That's funny.
Too funny. Very funny.
I found some notes on the synth as well.
It was just white keys, guys.
I think this whole cassette is just going to be
white keys or black keys, mate.
I think it's...
That was the whole side of the tape we just did.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Side two.
Woo! Do side two.
Oh.
The next one is romantic / wedding background.
They're putting this on their wedding videos. It's horrible. imagine that. You just see a slideshow of someone's wedding photos.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just visioning, like, watching the actual video.
It's got that weird 90s look to it.
Wedding background. This track is called Wedding Background.
Imagine it.
Is it as long as a ceremony?
2:45.
Oh, this one's the one, man.
Big note to finish.
Right, so I can only imagine that as a wedding theme music in hell.
In hell.
My fucking throat.
Do it again.
My throat's too late.
In
hell. Yeah. Gag's gone because my fucking throat closed off. It was like, no, not trying that joke. I don't want you to say hell. Censor yourself.
Good effort, though.
All right. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Whoever made this, they shouldn't have put their name on the fucking tape.
The sound of a nightmare, that was.
Oh, wait, it's composed by one guy. Poor music guy. Written and composed by Patrick Campbell Lyons.
Irish composer.
Mm.
He's 80.
Yeah, now.
Yes, mate.
What?
Music group Nirvana. Sharp.
He used to be in Nirvana.
This is not right. I'm going to his Wikipedia. Irish composer and musician. One half of the cult symphonic rock band Nirvana. Formed in London, 1976.
Yes.
That's hilarious. I never knew there was another Nirvana.
No, I didn't either.
That's it.
That's all the information that was there. That's the smallest Wikipedia page.
There's more. You could look him up. Patrick Campbell Lyons.
Yeah. Leons. Well, we were shitting on him just now. Is he alive?
Yes. This was made back in the day, all right? He done a very good job with what he had. There's some bangers on there. It's just those last two were very disturbing.
Yeah, I think it's free. It's free music.
Free to someone, slag off.
Yeah. If someone commissions you to do it, you just do it in like 10 minutes and be like, fuck that, done.
If you want to commission me to make you some sound effects music, I will.
I will do it. Also, I'm desperate for work. Right, yeah, I think this next bit, it's called industry/sports, and it's 7 minutes long.
Oh, mate.
So I'm thinking it's going to be like...
energetic sport music.
Yeah, like...
like an old tennis TV show or something.
I know it exists. Boy, here we go.
Got a drum machine out. He was right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slow it down.
Sorry. Did you hear the song before this? Like, what the hell is going on?
He's fucking all over it.
The song before this was terrible.
He can do beats and jazz chords.
Terribly discordant. And then this next one afterwards is like a fucking VHS advert.
It's, like, it's good. But... we ain't affecting this at all, either, are we? The claps.
I hate that. I hate the, like, the progression is to just go like down an octave.
And then it will go back up.
Should we try and do something with it? Is it, do you reckon it's doable?
I don't know. It sounded all right until it started. That's too far.
Woo!
It sounded all right until the chord changes.
All right, we're remixing
key change.
Now.
Let's loosen it up. Yeah. Yeah, boy.
I have to put no flare on it whatsoever.
Stay square, boy.
Going down another level.
It just keeps going down and down until it's inaudible.
Whoa.
That sounds nice. The clipping on it's good. There's 7 minutes of this.
Where does it go? Does it go anywhere beyond?
No. Of course it don't.
It's a 7 minute long
That's
song.
That's the whole side of tape.
Yeah, it can't.
How many more?
This is the last track, yeah.
That's that. You're going backwards now, yeah?
Yeah. We are still affecting it at this point, by the way, if we switch everything
off. Dry it all off.
Yeah, switch it all off.
Turn this off.
It actually just sounds like this.
It's a weird stumbling beat in there.
This feels ever so slightly, time is wrong there. Just slightly.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's the cassette wobbling and the beats being so precise.
No, I think it's fucking, there's something up with
it's
that.
It's a little bit of sluggishness in there.
I can feel it.
It's like a little.
It's right at the end of the loop. It's right at the end.
All right.
I think this might be the last bit of what we're going to do to get out of this. That might be the end of the fucking pod.
I think that has to be the end.
Woo!
We
tried our best.
Obviously, usually the pod's a bit different and we make musical accompaniment to someone like speaking normally, but yeah. This one was like all music, copyright free music.
We'll put that whole thing up on our Patreon if you join the Patreon.
Yeah,
if that library will be there.
I know you're desperate for this sound library that we just played.
Well, yeah, what a bad advert.
I know you desperately want that wedding song from just moments ago. And if you do want it, you can get it from our Patreon.
Let me just say it's £1.
We'll be putting the full thing up. Yeah, now our Patreon is £1. There's samples up there. There's music. There's all sorts. Extra pod episodes as well. We do an extra hour.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun for that one.
That was the end of the pod.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I can't find it anymore.
I
can't find the pod outro.
Wait, have I got anything?
All right. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll see you next time.
We'll be more awake next time.
Whoa, somewhat.
Why is it so distorted?
Something about tapes.
Super hot.
No
effects. Sounds super crunchy.
We're going to have to do that again, though, quick.
Well, I'll just put edit a version in, won't I?
Yeah, no, but we were just like, all right, see you in it. Oh, what's going on there?
Oh, I thought we'd already finished. I thought we'd already said bye. Do it again.
Yeah.
That's the end of the pod, guys.
It is the end
Thanks
of the pod.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Thanks for sticking through. Yeah, it was a bit disjointed this time. But.
Something about tapes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.